one reason I don't want anything that takes care, including dogs, we had a Dalmatian for 14 years. She was a lovely, wonderful pet.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, if we want to go someplace, we have to get a horse sitter.
Yeah.
And I don't need a vegetable garden out here to tend to, and I don't need anything else to look out for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a big swimming pool that was here when we bought this place.
Mm-hmm.
But it is old-fashioned, and it takes a lot of care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Consequently, summers we're here because horses and the pool and the yard, and he irrigates. Well, we can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 days, but that's it.
Yeah.
So our vacations never took place in the summer.
Mm-hmm. The corn that you pick up and eat is called?
I call them ears of corn.
Uh-huh.
But I take a good razzing about that. I'm almost positive my father called them an ear of corn. But it's a corn cob.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Had you ever heard of an ear of corn?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I call it, and I have taken a ribbing about it.
Yeah, well, it must have something to do with where your father was originally from.
Possibly.
Yeah. The things that you pull off the corn to cook it are
shucks.
Uh-huh. And the white strings are called?
Hair. I don't know.
Okay. This is a vegetable that there's lots of different kinds. Some are long and green, and some are like little tiny ones like that, but all together they're known as
peas?
Or not the not peas, but the other thing that sometimes they're shaped like a kidney.
Like kidney. Summer squash?
The little ones. You usually buy them dried out, and you have to soak them for a long time before you can cook them. Or you can buy them canned.
Gee.
You can have ranch style.
Beans.
Yeah.
Frijoles.
And if somebody said that they were eating beans, you would think of what, frijoles?
I would, unless they say string beans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or green beans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people would say green beans.
Okay. The little tiny tomatoes that are about this big are called?
Cherry tomatoes.
Uh-huh. And the brown vegetables that grow underneath the ground, they have eyes?
Potatoes.
Uh-huh. And the red vegetable that you slice up sometimes you get it canned and they make a juice out of it is?
Tomatoes?
Sometimes there's like a Russian soup that borscht is made with.
Beets.
Uh-huh. And the yellow. The yellow vegetable is called
squash.
Uh-huh. And let's see. In the middle of the cherry, there's a little hard thing. It's called what?
In lieu of?
No, in a cherry.
No,
inside. Yeah. Uh-huh. And in a peach, it's called
stone.
Okay. Now, in a peach, there's a big thing that you get out of a peach. And then there inside, if you crack it open, there's a little thing. Is there a difference between the outside covering and the little thing you find inside of a stone?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know what
it is. You don't know, okay.
I never know what it is. I just call it the seed.
Uh-huh. Okay. In a peach that the stone falls out of very easily, you call that what?
Free stone.
Uh-huh. And the opposite is?
Sling.
Uh-huh. And instead of jam, another thing that you might spread on bread is
honey or jelly.
Uh-huh. And the little things that grow in the forest that have caps on them are called?
Strawberries that have caps on them.
Caps. They look like little umbrellas.